You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. Every once in a while, I am guided by Chris, which is what I call my spiritual support team, to use myself as an example. Of course, I am not the idea of perfection, but I do think that I can present myself as a real-life case study in how this guidance caper works in real time. So this is one of those episodes. You might like to grab a cuppa and listen as I fill in the last few months and how the energy has really had its way with me lately. It also goes to show that just like you, I follow along with the forecasts that I share here, and I am working with them in my own life, just as I've encouraged you to do over many, many episodes here on the podcast. In fact, this very premise has now greatly informed the basis of the guided membership I opened this month. And don't forget, you can join us at any time at helenjacobs.co. And so that membership was born out of this idea of taking the big picture, the forecast for the collective, and applying it to your own life. I kind of think of it like allowing you to have the ability to intuit your forecasts for your local area, whereas my collective energy forecasts are kind of like the city's forecast and you have to intuit the suburb. So the collective forecast is useful, but it may be slightly different where you are. So while I've been pondering all of this, I also had a very interesting 2020 and 2021. I was no different from you. But how that played out for me was that I ended up spending much of 2021 really focused on my own healing. And essentially what I was doing was working through energetic trauma. And yes, that's a real thing, even if I'm the one that's coined it. I don't know. I've never really heard anyone else talking about it before. But energetic trauma is just as real and just as impactful as physical, mental, and emotional trauma. Now, there was a lot that was cleared and healed during that time. There were many friendships that I ended. We literally tore our house apart and rebuilt it. But more than anything else, whatever changes and things that were exiting my life at the time, I really needed to take the time to let my work reveal itself to me once more. So I surrendered to the restoration process, not just of my house, but the restoration of myself, restoring myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically. Now, in that same year, May of 2021, I also published my second book, Asking for a Friend. Now, it was a compilation of the frequently asked questions that I had been asked over many years by my clients in my time as a professional psychic. And even while I was writing it, which really would have happened in 2020, I knew I needed to spend some time actively guiding people to work with their own guidance, not just work with me to access it for them. And so in writing that book and compiling those frequently asked questions, I knew that things had to change. And the world itself was changing. I was going through a very personal and somewhat private change as well. And so I knew that I really had to take some time to figure out how I was going to actively guide people to work with their own guidance. For sure, I have had over the last 15 years any number of courses and group mentoring programs. I'm not a stranger to teaching people to work with their guidance. But what would often frustrate me about that process is that the content had to be delivered in a linear chronological fashion. But the experience of those concepts for my students and for my clients wasn't necessarily in a linear and chronological fashion. Our experience is often, according to our own divine timing, it's often cyclical, and students were often at different phases of their own internal transformation. And yet I was delivering, especially for groups, it's different in one-on-one, but for those groups, I was delivering content in a linear time-based way. And I couldn't figure out how to change that. And so what also happened was that book came out in May of 2021. There's still signed copies of it available on my website. If you haven't read it, you may like to. But it was sort of the precursor to a lot of this thought that was running through my head. By the end, towards the later end of 2021, I then taught a free workshop on the ARIA method. And so the ARIA method is a guide to asking for, receiving, interpreting, and acting on your guidance. And I've spoken about it here on the podcast many times, actually just a few episodes back, if you didn't catch that episode. I'll add a link to it in the show notes, so you can just scroll back in your podcast app. Now, I actually introduced this idea very briefly in You Already Know, but when I ran the workshop, there were more than 700 of you who attended or viewed the replay. And I saw that the podcast episodes about these topics were really quite popular, just sitting behind the energy forecasts that I share here. And yet, I still couldn't see how to put it all together. Now, I've also shared that more recently in this mix, I think it was actually early this year, so early 2022, Life ensured that I found the tech that would allow me to create guided. And not just to create it, but to do it in a way that made sense to and for me. This year, I wanted ease and simplicity. I really wanted to simplify everything about my life. And so as this tech came to me earlier this year, how I could simplify all of this, the energy forecasts for the collective, you know, we're now nearing the end of Q2, was all about hopes and dreams. And so what was happening for me is that I was doing the healing, you know, of 2020 and 2021. But as I was coming to the end of Q2, my hopes and dreams had shifted and morphed. Now, as we entered June of this year, we had the Path and Purpose card, and it came with a message about allowing our path and purpose to change and to move. And of course, you can revisit that episode. It was episode 160. Again, I'll add a link in the show notes so you can scroll back. But what was happening for me personally was that these themes of hopes and dreams, my path and purpose, they were absolutely hitting home for me. And there was a simultaneous deepening and simplifying of my own path and purpose. Now, in and amongst that time, quite recently, I reintroduced my Ask Me Anything style psychic readings, like really old school psychic readings, which I actually hadn't done for a long time. So much of my private client work was really focused on path and purpose specifically. And do you know what? I have had a ball doing these readings. I was connecting with many new people, but there were so many of you that were actually coming back after like 10 years. And it was a real hoot to see how things had panned out for you in that time. It is so often a one-way street where I don't know how you take it and what you do with that information next. So these Ask Me Anything kind of readings were only really possible because of the space that I had given myself and some of that energetic trauma that was very much associated with the beginning of my work and this visitation from my aunt many, many, many years ago. There was a time I really didn't think that I would be able to return to them. Now, I know that I still need to be careful and I can't overdo it, but I feel so much stronger returning to these readings. And so I'm really pleased to say that they'll stay a little while longer. And we are actually booking August now, if you're listening to this in real time. So you can go to helenjacobs.co, find the one-to-one tab on the navigation, and you'll find how you can have such a reading or some of the other ways that you can work with me. Okay, so why am I sharing all of this? Well, I wanted to sort of, I guess, paint a picture about what it's like, firstly, to be me, to have, you know, these high-level collective energy forecasts, to be intuiting things for myself, to be working with my own guided practice, to be working with you, you know, and it's always been quite interesting to me, at least, the parallels. And I don't think I'm the only one who has this parallel with the collective energy forecast. But more than that, I think it perhaps goes to show that while my own core purpose has not really changed, that is, I'm still dedicated to connecting with spirit, passing on their messages, and helping you to do the same, the how of my purpose has often shifted and changed and morphed. And I think for those of you who've been around, not just for the 10 years, some of you have been around actually for the whole 15 or coming up to 15. Some of you might have just been here for a week or two. And I thank you. I'm so glad, regardless of how long it's been. I know many of you have popped in and out too. But what I think it shows in real time, as perhaps you've watched me over, you know, perhaps a number of years, is that our purpose isn't this fixed, static thing that doesn't ebb and flow with us. Our path twists and turns. Our purpose shifts and changes and morphs based on the inner work that we are doing. So I guess we would call it a call of the times that has really meant that my purpose at some times has been to be more present with my kids and my family. And as much as I was healing in the last year or so, there were some changes happening in my family, with my children, with my siblings that really, really required my attention and my time and my energy. And so my purpose was to be more fully present there. But quite often, the call of the times has led me to put a lot of focus in my one-on-one clients or in the group work or the courses that I've been teaching. And of course, there are times where my purpose is just for me. It's not about what I'm sharing or who I'm sharing it with. Often our purpose or the call of the times, how that purpose needs to be realized or made manifest in the moment, is purely and only for ourselves. What I also am hoping to demonstrate in sharing some of this is not just how that guidance cycle unfolds. And I talk about the guidance cycle in my work here on the podcast. It's in You Already Know as well. It's basically a cycle that our guidance is leading us through, where we're constantly clearing and healing and restoring so we can manifest and do it all again. So you can see that in real time. But I also am hoping that it demonstrates to you the kind of life that I've been able to create for myself, a life that works for me, that works for my family. It's flexible and accommodating. And it has been a very active choice, at times a very difficult choice, at times a choice that meant that I've lost money, that I have lost clients and at times done things that others weren't so happy about. But that is the highs and the potential lows of what happens when you're following your heart. If you want to be true and real for yourself, which is the very essence of following your intuition, we can create lives that are meaningful and purposeful for ourselves and hopefully for others. Now, out of all of this, I said that I had published my second book. I was asking some really big questions about my gifts, how I wanted to use them, how I could be of service, and how could I do that in a way that supported me and my family and, you know, the other parts of my life as well. And so out of all of this was a chance phone call a couple of weeks back now that actually helped me secure my third book. And so as this is going to air, the manuscript will probably be due. I've had 8 weeks in total to write it. My first book was 6 months. The second book, I think I had 3 months. So I don't know that I could write a book any shorter in any shorter a time. But why I'm sharing this then is that born out of that moment, that pause, the healing, the contemplation, coming back to my guidance practice, following the forecasts, actually took me back to the heart of my work. It took me back to the heart of all of this and really to the heart of my own practice. It's the exact process of this guidance practice, the Aria method, and how it can change your life. And how your purpose, your life, your path can shift and morph just by following your heart. So I guess the book in some way will end up encapsulating the linear explanation. And I'm not going to share too much about the book just yet. As I'm recording this, I'm deep in the throes of writing it. So I know what it is, but it hasn't quite yet materialized. But if it's the linear explanation, the guided membership is really the experience of it in real time. So yes, the guided membership is a combination of my high-level collective forecast while simultaneously teaching you in real time how to take that forecast and dial it down to your local suburb or your own individual life. And I think that I've actually managed now to find a way of putting all of this together in a way that is both practical and experiential, that is, I think, perhaps the best use of my skills and availability for many of you. It gives me a way of teaching you and guiding you and encouraging you while also allowing myself to still be available for that one-on-one work that I actually do love. In and amongst all of this, I've also been really thinking about and reflecting about our timing, because it's not just us that influences the timing of our lives. Sometimes that divine timing has more to do with the readiness of the world to receive us. Or perhaps it is actually waiting for a technology to keep pace with the idea or the purpose or how we want to bring it into the world. Our hopes, our dreams, and visions for ourselves really can be quite reliant on someone else having fulfilled their dream first. So let me use this as an example. Imagine how we might be working right now, how we might have survived a pandemic, or how, you know, I could be running an online business if we didn't have the internet, smart devices, and all of the online tech and platforms. And a lot of that, not all of it, but a lot of it could be traced to Steve Jobs, where he actually created not just, you know, our devices, but he really created a new economy for so many of us to flourish out of. And so just this one man, if he hadn't have followed that purpose, followed that idea, thousands, millions, possibly even billions of us would not have been able to go forth and fulfill our purpose. So I just want that to sort of sit here and let you ponder that a little, because we can often think that our timing is because of what we have or haven't done, or the healing that we have or haven't done. And of course, that is part of it. But it actually really requires every single one of us to be following our heart, following our path, our intuition, and our purpose. Because you just don't know who else's purpose is going to be built off of what you're creating. Something for us to ponder, at least. So that ripple effect when we follow our hearts and our purpose really is far beyond anything we may imagine for ourselves or even know. You know, that ripple effect can be so far beyond us that we will never truly know the impact we might be having. But I suggest we do it anyway. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.